Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, part of you guys are in areas where you haven't had to social distance. You still get to live life, you know, pretty fairly regularly and, you know, work as is and, you know, everything seems to be same old, same old. And that's fantastic. I'm not envious. I really don't envy people. I think, you know, we all have to kind of deal with our own thing and, but I'm glad. I'm really, really happy for you because social distancing really kind of stinks, especially when you're very extroverted like me. And, you know, I really like people and I like touching and hugging and, you know, all of it's your hair. And I'm very, I just love to be social. You know, I love happy hours. I love going out to eat. I love going to movies. And so, they say you have to sacrifice. That's not a sacrifice. I don't consider that a sacrifice. I consider, you know, giving a kidney a sacrifice. So, jumping on a grenade to save others, those are sacrifices. So social distancing is a very, very small thing we could do in this fight. And so, you know, we shouldn't complain. It's rough. All right. But when a Harvard study comes out saying whatever we're doing is not enough and that the social distancing may have to go on to the year 2022, now you're like, oh, crap. What the heck? And so Harvard researchers kind of looked at what the U.S. has to do based on their medical supplies. So if we run low on medical supplies and let's say on testing and vaccines and all that, at minimum, we would have to continue social distancing for another year and a half to 2 years. If we have enough resources, maybe to the year 2021. But they say this finite amount of social distancing might not be enough. Now, why is that? Well, it might have to do with this other study. So we have another study coming out of China that said 14% of people who had coronavirus and recovered still tested positive at a later date. Didn't have symptoms, but if you test positive, you're a carrier. So we've known about that for a while. People have talked about how, you know, somebody left their isolation unit, they were fine, only to test positive again. You know, Ebola does that, where Ebola may, once it's gone, come back. Hepatitis could do that, herpes could do that, shingles, varicella, chickenpox could do that and then come back. And so the concept of you having a virus and it coming back, mono, Epstein-Barr, that's nothing new. It's new to us if we look at coronavirus like the flu, or if we look at coronavirus like a cold. But the last thing we want is to have this thing still like on us and within us and causing this economic, you know, standstill up until 2022. So what our approach is going to need to be, yes, is going to have to incorporate the social distancing. But we are never going to get back to work. We are never going to get the economy back on the way it needs to be unless we start to do some pretty heavy-duty separation. Okay? Now, I'm not saying we have a leper colony. But what we might have to do is those who have had coronavirus will have to be able to go in, like, let's say, one part of the city or an area. That's where they could shop, that's where they could do salon, that's where they could, you know, get their car fixed, etc. Those that never had coronavirus, right, or are immunocompromised or vulnerable, maybe in another part of the city. And I know that doesn't sound very realistic or practical, but doing what we're doing right now, not practical. Everybody's at home, Not everybody, but like in my neck of the woods, people aren't home. They're afraid to talk to other people. Even with the lockdown, once it ends, people are telling me they're not going to go outside. They're not going to go to school. You know how many parents said, why would I send my kids back to school? With the school shootings, with flu, with, you know, diseases, with bullying. I'll work from home and my kids can work from home. You know, once we got a taste of working from home, see, I've been able to work from home now for over a year. I love it. I mean, I love it. I still need to get out. I still socialize. I still see people all the time. But working from home and making more money and not having overhead, oh my gosh, it's like, why would I go back? You know, and I love patients and I love medicine. But working from home and not getting exposed and, you know, not having to, you know, always wear a new outfit and worry about the iron or even wear deodorant if I don't want to wear a deodorant or a bra. I mean, I wear a bra, but still, it's nice. It's nice. And so, you know, the social distancing, you know, if that's something you want to do on your own, that's one thing. But for it to be mandated for almost 2 years, oh, people are going to go out of their minds. Did you hear that McDonald's is going to, I guess, cancel the all-day breakfast? I'll reconfirm that, but people are going to lose their poop with that one, okay? You know, and people want to go back to normalcy. You know what I've been craving? A burger. I haven't had a hamburger now in weeks. Now, just because I'm really not going out to fast food or we're cooking and we had like beans last night. Oh, my God. Couldn't crack open the windows fast enough in my household. So, you start to kind of feel like you're imprisoned. This, what Harvard's saying not to panic is I'm not saying that this crisis is going to last till 2020, but they believe that coronavirus will exist, will keep circulating, and that we might have to, in spurts, like a spigot, isolate, then be able to be among others, then isolate again, be among others, but that the self-isolation isn't going to go away. And I predicted that too, that with the next flu season, once we start to see pediatric deaths from the flu, people are going to say, wait a second, if we did all this for coronavirus, then what the hell, why aren't we doing it for flu? So I foresee that the world is going to want to flip that switch for isolation, which means you and I, who might not really, you know, be completely on board with all this, might need to realize that, you know, we need to be open or investing or maybe working in industries that have to do more with isolation. What's going on now? I'm telling you right now, it's going to be the new norm, and that is frightening. 1-877-DOCSALLY. We're going to take your calls. We see you guys on the line. We'll take your calls. 1-877-DOCSALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we're taking your calls and your comments, either on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on our website at drdahlia.com, my hair is a mess. I apologize. Or on our answer line at 1-877-362-3254. Let's get to them, and there's some good ones. All right, so I've been asked a lot, and I am not good at answering this next one on what stocks would I invest in. Now, I don't necessarily, that's not my forte, as you guys know, okay? I make whatever money I make just working. We don't have anybody who died in my family who had a will. You know, real estate boom in Vegas might have helped me, put me in a better position, but I really don't know how to do much with the stock market. My family, beyond me, my older relatives, always failed at the stock market. I don't think, I'm not very, very good at that. However, okay, This is a very, very interesting time. Not that I would want anybody to be able to benefit from the horror that is now upon us with this virus and people dying. I do subscribe to when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Okay? If any of us had 401ks or any sort of money from a retirement account, I took a hit. I mean, the stock market dropped. Now it's up. NASDAQ's up. NASDAQ's up about 300 points. Every time Trump makes a press conference and talks about how he's going to try to keep the economy afloat and, you know, how he's not going to close down, you know, Wall Street, for some reason, stock seems to go up. So, stock market's up a little bit now, but overall, it took a big hit. And so, for those people that have not only, you know, lost their social interactions, can't see their older relatives, lost possibly their business, now they're looking at losing stocks. So, you know, I don't think it's an inappropriate discussion on what stocks could possibly be beneficial to consider. Now, I'm dumb when it comes to this, so this is something you need to talk to your wealth manager on or whatever, but how I look at things, which I think you guys have as well, is when something goes down, it must go up, unless, of course, it goes bankrupt. So, industries that are obviously struggling are travel industries, tourism industries. So, Royal Caribbean, Princess Cruises, Carnival, things like that. Most likely, people aren't going to take a cruise for a while. Even though they are going to be showing, you know, there's like all these discounts and, you know, $59 a person, etc. I personally am not going to take a cruise anytime soon because I don't want to be locked on the cruise and stuck. So I think even after the coronavirus goes away, if it does go away, people want, you know, that whole Diamond Princess debacle, I don't think a lot of people want to, unfortunately, reproduce or replicate. So those stocks might go down, then eventually go up and people, obviously want to travel again. I would be hesitant, though, on whoever owns Diamond Princess, because I think that's Carnival. Even though I think the stimulus package might bail out cruise lines, I'm not sure. I'm sure the Diamond Princess is getting sued as we speak. So I don't know if I would particularly invest in that. But it's something to think about. Same thing. You look at Hilton. You look at Marriott. You look at the hotels. The hotels obviously taking a hit in Vegas. A bunch of them are taking a hit. Huge hit. As long as they don't go bankrupt and they get bailed out, obviously their stocks are going to go down and then hopefully eventually go up. So buying low, which is what we want to do, you know, might be an option. Again, I'm hesitant because I don't know if anybody's going to, you know, go under. I made that mistake after September 11th. I put some money, we're talking like $200, but still, you know, in one of the airlines, you know, because it hit rock bottom, but it had to go bankrupt. So you got to be careful with that. But tourism is going down now. It will go up. People are going to want to, as soon as they can, get the hell out of there. Same thing with, salons and being able to do beauty. The second lockdowns are over, like, look at me. I mean, I got to get my roots done. You know, people are going to be flying to the salons. So, but what might be very lucrative now would be, like, the do-it-yourself. A lot of people are like, look, I got to do my own roots. I got to do my own waxing. I got to do my own shaving. So a lot of home care might go up, you know, during this time. Amazon keeps going up. Amazon, I don't think, is going away anytime soon unless, of course, you know, there starts to be this, you know, antitrust, you know, monopoly sort of, allegation and then rules against them. But Amazon's going to do well for a while, so I think that would be a strong stock. In terms of airlines, I'm nervous about airlines, okay? Domestic travel, I don't know to what degree has been restricted, but if New York can't get their act together with the coronavirus, or now we're hearing New Orleans and stuff, then travel could be restricted. So I'm a little hesitant on investing in airlines now, because even though the stimulus package is supposed to help them, boom. You know, once we have more restrictions or people are like, I'm not flying to New York or whatever, that could cause a panic, cause a mess. But for now, because the stimulus package, they're going up a little bit. Other industries, and this is what we have to look at. You know, we just talked about how, you know, people have been predicting that we're going to have issues for 6, 18 months, 2 years. This recent study out of Harvard saying social distancing might have to happen off and on for the next 2 years. So then, all right, if social distancing is going to be the norm, what industries are going to then boom in order to implement that? So we've talked about this on the show. A lot of companies are going to start having to have drive-through. You know, all these little restaurants and stuff where you have to walk in and, you know, and social distance. You know, people are going to be like, I need to avoid that. I want to go through a drive-thru. I am looking at fast food, and I am seeing drive-thru lines out the yin-yang. So any company that would assist in that, we're talking windows, we're talking stucco, we're talking construction. So anything that can convert a business or firm or whatever to a drive-through, so to speak, that might be an industry that booms. Same thing with online. Once parents decide, you know what, I'm done with school, I want to do online school, I don't want my kid getting the flu each year or whatever, then online sort of platforms, software, you know, video cameras, computers, you know, anything that has to make your online experience easier, data, speed, those industries I think are going to boom. You know, people are home, and so I think there's going to be more pets. I think more people are going to have, you know, now that they're home, they can just spend more time with their pets. They might not want to walk a dog, but I see cats and the need for anything cats related. If I got to be honest with you, I got to get away from my cats. They scare me sometimes. But, you know, you might start to notice people like, well, you know what? I could, you know, manage my plants more, manage my fish more. So more at home, if you're going to be home more, then furniture is going to go up. Okay, well, we might as well have more comfortable furniture. You know, we might as well have more streaming services like Netflix, Disney, et cetera. Disney has, and we're taking your calls and your questions and comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Disney had to close a couple of their resorts. So my guess is stock must have gone down. I didn't really watch Disney and what happened with Disney. But once Disney reopens, zoom, that's going to skyrocket. So I think Disney might be, you know, possibly something good to consider once they get to reopen. But then, you know, people are saying, well, if social distancing might be the new norm, how is Disneyland going to be able to do what they do with lines and crowds, et cetera? So it'll be very interesting to see. And then how will Disney transform it? If Disney figures out a way where you don't have to stand in lines and, you know, be exposed, whatever they invest in, I would invest in. Graduation. I have a lot of close friends of mine that are supposed to be graduating this year, and it crushes me to think they could miss their graduation. I foresee, especially like for medical students, what we would probably have to do is something like, you know, individual ceremonies, where if we're not allowed to convene more than 10 people, then we have small rooms, small areas where you can have your graduation, your hooding, get your, you know, certificate, get your pictures with your family, and then move on to the next student or new room, new student, et cetera. And so with that, then locations that have more septation rather than open spaces, it just blows my mind that this is something we need to possibly consider. But if social distancing does start to be more of a norm because of these stupid, you know, viruses every now and then that come, you know, to affect us, including flu, then, you know, sort of, again, construction would be an issue, but then, you know, the sort of locations where, you know, small gatherings can be more of a, shall we say, a market, or outside. You know, if you're outside, you have at least air, fresh air, things like that. So, pharmaceuticals, and then pharmaceutical companies. People are still going to need their medicines, but we're coming into allergy season. So I would probably look at medications and the companies that do a lot of the allergy medications. Even generic companies have stock. So I would not invest in companies out of China. Like Apple is going to be regrouping. Apple is still going to stay strong. Anybody who has a cell phone, Snapchat, things like that, phones are still going to be huge. But any industry that relies a lot on China that has to move over to the U.S., they're going to need money, and that's going to also be kind of, I think, a little bit of a boom. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
A Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans could start getting relief checks from the government within 3 weeks. That assumes a Senate-passed stimulus bill clears the House tomorrow and is signed by the president.
The American workers and American public and American business, they need the money now. So this is not the time to debate a bill that passed with every single vote.
Mnuchin speaking there on CNBC. As far as that vote in the House, Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi of California, believes,
I feel certain that we will have a strong bipartisan vote.
The number of weekly jobless claims soaring last week to 3.3 million unemployment claims, although the Dow is shrugging off that number as it's up over 800 points in early trading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Taking your calls, your questions, and comments at 1-877-362-3254. One of our listeners wants to know why we can't at home make a makeshift hospital suite and treat ourselves at home. This is in response to the DNR story that we had with Fox News earlier today on Blink at DNRs. All right, so what they were talking about was because of the lack of protective equipment and because of the exposure somebody gets with a code and, you know, lack of hospital beds, which we're going to talk about, why can't, you know, people, you know, get an oxygen tank, you know, get treated at home? Well, it depends on obviously your severity and the equipment that we need. If there's not enough ventilators, there's no way there's going to be a ventilator at your house. Okay, that's not, you're not going to get one, you know, at this time. But mild cases are being treated at home. You know, we are not admitting all cases, obviously. So mild cases are at home. You know, if there are, you know, medications that you need, you know, if the doctor did diagnose you and, you know, found you to at least be stable to be at home, they might have still given you medication. But for the hydroxychloroquine and, you know, for the hydroxychloroquine azithromycin combo, you know, or steroid treatments or whatever and, you know, pulmonary, we call pulmonary toilets, but, breathing treatments or washings or things like that, depending on what you need for your respiratory status, that stuff has to be done in a controlled setting. It has to be done in a hospital. So, but I see the point you're making. You know, if hospitals get overrun, you know, are we going to have to do things more from home? Are we, you know, are we going to have to move towards a, everybody has like a mini, you know, medical suite within their own house. You know, if we are able to have enough medical providers that could do home visits where people could go, come home, check on you, examine you, you know, that might be something in the future, you know, like a home medical suite that, you know, that might be right now though. We're not there. So they say hospitals in New York City and other coronavirus epicenters right now are at the tipping point as they're trying to find additional beds for infected patients and others with critical ailments. So in New York City, they have converted the Javits Center to a 1,000-bed facility. Hospitals are rerouting critically ill patients to other locations. They say the morgues are filling, according to Daily Mail, forcing Manhattan's Bellevue Hospital and Elmhurst Hospital in Queens to set up outdoor freezers to keep the dead. This is frightening. Now, again, the death count overall, all right, is still, you know, way lower than it was in China, but we're at 1,065 deaths in the U.S., 73,000 total cases, 1,000 deaths. We have 1,857 people in serious critical condition. So those are rising. They say 20 to 15% of coronavirus patients are expected to develop severe illness. 5% could require intensive care. Now, one of you asked me about that. They said, you know, thinking that, you know, wasn't the percentage per population way lower? Where's the 15 to 20% number coming from? Well, because if somebody is having sniffles and coughs and colds and they're not going anywhere to get tested, we can't count them. So if somebody is sick and they're like, look, I'm having trouble breathing, I'm having, you know, difficulty breathing, I'm having, you know, cough, whatever, they get tested. So what they're saying is people sick enough to get tested, then 15 to 20% of them may go on to have severe illness. But we do know that 80% of people are, you know, have hardly any severity at all. So it doesn't necessarily mean there's a death rate of severe illness, okay? 5% requiring intensive care, they could still, you know, live. So to meet the demand, health officials are racing to make preparations. New York City Jacob Javits Convention Center in Manhattan has been turned now into a temporary hospital, which makes sense. If everybody, if, you know, lockdowns are, you know, in place and, you know, nobody's using stadiums or, you know, opera houses or theaters, you might as well use them, you know. Medical facilities are apparently becoming so jammed that patients needing critical medical attention are being sent elsewhere to other facilities. They say Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan have several refrigerated trailers outside for, unfortunately, the dead. Elmhurst Hospital in Queens had to set up a freezer truck outside to temporarily hold the bodies. 13 people had died in their hospital in the last 24 hours. One of you had asked, what's happening to the doctors and the nurses? Are they going home? Are they sent on, are they, you know, on... in quarantine? So how I, what I understand is, which is very, very difficult, you know, to say exactly. But any exposure the doctors and nurses and staff are following CDC protocol. But if the doctors and the nurses are in personal protective equipment and they are changing them out and they are wearing this new personal protective equipment then against a new person, then their risk of getting it or retransmitting it is very low if the personal protective equipment is being done right. So, but if somebody thinks that they were exposed, ethically they have to remove themselves. So one of you was concerned that with the doctor shortage, are people, you know, being honest about it? You know, my guess is they are, but you know, when I was in training, I had pneumonia and I was not allowed to take off, obviously. And when I tried to wear a mask, I was told to take it off because they said it would panic other people. And so it hasn't happened where, you know, doctors during, you know, crises and when they need to, you know, care for others, are they told still all hands on deck? Yeah, I'm sure there have been doctors that have, you know, come to work sick. I'm sure of it, you know, but we are hoping that's not the case with coronavirus. You know, if they are in their personal protective equipment, hopefully then they aren't getting it. And but it's scary. I get that. They say that frontline healthcare providers are sounding alarm bells about the rationing of protective gear and the lack of rapid response COVID testing. And so distressed doctors and other healthcare professionals, according to Fox News, have been sidelined from the pandemic response because they have suspected cases of coronavirus. So they are now home with their quarantined spouses and kids, but some doctors still don't even know if they're infected. So they feel fine. They're home. But they can't get tested. Dr. Damian Caraballo, a Tampa emergency room physician, has been quarantined for a week before learning he was negative. He goes, it's pretty frustrating that we have celebrities and basketball players getting tested the same day. But if you're a doctor or nurse, you can't get tested immediately. You're waiting 6 or 7 days to find out your results. So here was a doctor that could have been on the front line working, but he was stuck home and he was negative the whole time. So full NBA teams, from what we're being told, have already been tested for the coronavirus. The Brooklyn Nets paid a private company to get the test, learned 4 players were positive. Politicians are getting tested, like Mitt Romney. His tests were negative. Mike Pence and his wife were negative. Seemed like they got the results pretty quickly. Donald Trump seemed like he got his results pretty quickly. So Dr. Caraballo was 39 years old. He's kind of ticked. He's been home quarantined. And so he's joined other healthcare professionals around the nation saying the lack of N95 respirator masks and other protective gear is a dangerous embarrassment that will lead to more doctors out of commission and unable to treat the rapidly spreading virus. They say not only is the dwindling supply of masks, gowns, gloves putting healthcare workers in peril, but the lack of widespread rapid response testing means doctors have no idea, you know, what patients coming into the hospital need to be isolated. And you can't just say isolate everybody. There's no kind, you don't have enough rooms that have that sort of gear. So, lack of protection, you know, it will affect our healthcare providers. It will affect those that can be on the front lines. And then it can unfortunately put people at risk if they're like, look, I feel fine. You need me. I don't think I have it. And they can unfortunately still expose. And then the other thing is with that study that came out saying you could still, be reinfected even without symptoms. Then does somebody who has it once, should they always be in protective gear if they're working in the hospital? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember in Los Angeles, there was a teenager who supposedly died of coronavirus. And, you know, we had talked about how He had possibly gone into septic shock, an infection that spread throughout the body, and how I said we have to be very, very careful with saying somebody died of coronavirus or not, because with the flu, and we say, you know, like a couple years ago there was 80,000 flu-related deaths, it wasn't so much that the flu killed 80,000 people, it's that somebody might have gotten a heart attack, somebody might have had pneumonia, and the flu might have put them at risk for another sort of disease or death, so it was lumped under, you know, flu-related deaths. One thing I wanted to make sure was not happening with coronavirus was if so many people have it already, and, you know, so many people test positive. If you test a person, most likely a good amount of people are going to be positive, even if they never had a symptom, that if somebody does have a heart attack or has a pneumonia, you know, and they coincidentally, oh, they're also positive coronavirus, we don't necessarily blame the coronavirus. We have to be careful with that. So apparently there's a little bit of backtracking on this teen's death, and now they're counting it as a coronavirus death. Los Angeles County health officials said Wednesday that they no longer are including a 17-year-old boy in the tally of coronavirus deaths until they do more to determine its precise cause of death. The county's public health director, Barbara Ferrer, said she's asked the federal CDC to investigate the death of the teen from the Mojave Desert city of Lancaster. The child did test positive for coronavirus, but there were extenuating circumstances that pointed to an alternative diagnosis as well. The death is no longer being counted among LA's 13 total fatalities. The county has 799 residents that have tested positive. So Lancaster Mayor Rex Paris said on Tuesday that a 17-year-old boy had been hospitalized with respiratory problems and died from septic shock. This is a reaction to a widespread infection that can cause low blood pressure, organ failure. We've talked about that. But the boy's father also has coronavirus and worked in a job where he had contact with the public. So the mayor said the boy could have had long-term health problems in the past, but was actually healthy recently. He doesn't doubt that the teen died from complications of COVID. But Governor Newsom yesterday said, you know, we've all have been reminded in this moment, it's not just speed, his accuracy must be front and center. And I agree. And so, you know, when it comes to younger individuals having this, okay, we, first of all, with anybody dying, we need to be accurate, but I think a report last week by the CDC, found there were no coronavirus deaths in people under 19. That age group did account for less than 3% of hospitalizations, but in the U.S., nobody died under the age of 19. So when this came out going, oh my gosh, we had a teenager die, people started freaking out. So we do need the facts. I agree with Governor Newsom on that. We do need the facts. So, and again, we have to be very, very careful, because a lot of people might test positive for coronavirus. I mean, how many of us who have felt fine this whole time could have, you know, gotten it last December, you know, in December or November before anybody even told us it was around? So, you know, just because some of us test positive doesn't necessarily mean it's a coronavirus-related issue. That's kind of a pain in the butt to determine, especially if somebody has pneumonia, because let's say you got a bacterial pneumonia. Was a coronavirus that made you more susceptible? Now, I've been asked about kids and coronavirus, not in terms of them getting infected, which, by the way, there is a study saying moms can pass it to the fetus. We don't know of any long-term effects with the fetus, but it is, that potential is still there. But in terms of how are kids holding up with all this, you know, and so, with young kids, I see how it could be pretty scary. You can't go to school, can't be with your friends, can't celebrate your birthday with your friends, okay? Everything has to be washed and cleaned. You know, you can't see grandma. Grandma's sick, but you can't see grandma. You can't be anywhere near grandma. You can't visit grandma. That's frightening for a kid. But, you know, we use it as a teaching moment, okay? We have a very, very soft, kitten-gloved world, you know, obviously before this, that a lot of the younger generations, you know, were fortunate enough to, you know, get to live through, as opposed to some older generations and some of the stuff that they lived through. Yeah, I just finished reading The Tattooist of Auschwitz. That was, you know, it just reminds you what my family went through. you know, before they were killed in the Holocaust. And, I mean, generations today, the younger generations have it so easy. So use this kind of as a teaching moment where, you know, these kids will learn about infectious disease. They will learn about how to be careful. They will learn that there are bugs and viruses and bacteria that could affect and make people sick. Sometimes you could get, you know, just a little boo-boo, and sometimes it could be a big boo-boo. And you want to be supportive. You want to answer their questions. You don't want to scare them. You know, and you want to, you know, kind of let them know that, you know, this is, you know, in life there are changes, and sometimes we do things from home and sometimes we do things from school. That's for the younger children. I have older children. And with older children, I got two boys. And I am amazed at how strong they've been with this, because they obviously haven't dated now in a couple weeks. They aren't really getting to hang out with their friends. They are having issues in terms of their learning online. So they're struggling, you know, with some of the concepts, and they don't really have access to teachers. One is, you know, trying to, you know, get an engineering degree. Very hard to do when you're trying to self-teach. You know, the other one, still in Catholic school, but, you know, is thinking about, you know, what do I want to do later? And, you know, for the younger generation also, the one issue is the, you know, the scariness of a virus, and you might want to limit some of their, you know, some of their, access to these, you know, media, channels that put scare in, you know, and fear into people's, you know, hearts. But they're also witnessing dad and mom home from work stressing about money. Now, I grew up with that, seeing my parents stressed about money and having to live at grandma's and gambling and things like that. To me, it made me tougher. It made me exactly who I am today. And so I'm very grateful for those bad times, because I didn't think things came easy, and I didn't want to have to live like my parents did. I didn't want that stress. My dad, you know, had an early grave when he probably didn't have to. It's because he, you know, worked harder than he had to, and he was always stressed and just, you know, didn't take care of himself. And I vowed I was not going to be like that. And so, you know, what these kids are probably going through is the fear of them losing their home. You know, them losing their school, losing their friends, you know, mom and dad not being happy. It's a stressful time. And, you know, what I did with my kids is I said, look, all right, guys, you know, family meeting. And, of course, there were jokes and, you know, somebody was eating beans, you know, things like that, you know, whatever. But I said, look, guys, okay, you know, it's going to be rough next few months. Even after the virus leaves, it's going to be rough. But we're going to pray right now. And we're going to thank God for, one, being healthy. Thank God for all our family members being healthy. Thank God for all our friends being healthy. Thank God for us still having a job. You know, I'm lucky able to, you know, to still work and, you know, do what I could do. And, you know, lucky could still go to school. And, you know, we will get through this, but we're going to have to work together. And we're going to have to, you know, think about the future. And there are things that we could do to keep busy. And let's fix the house up and things like that. So keeping the kids busy and, you know, being positive about the future is probably the best thing you could do. What to advise your kids in terms of career choices, that's a whole other story. I have no idea what to recommend, because social distancing killed almost every profession out there, except grocery store, fast food, and health. So, you know, it's definitely a difficult time. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist Jobless who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.